Tuesday night, Dvar Halacha. Okay, last night we talked about an electric lamp. Tonight, I'm going to talk about electrical appliances and being muktzah on Shabbos. There's two scenarios of an electric appliance, and indeed, as you might expect, there's two machloksim. There's an electrical appliance when it's off, and an electrical appliance when it's on. Perhaps counterintuitively, what you might expect, the electrical appliance when it's off is more chomer, meaning there's one opinion, we're talking about now the late poskim, there's one opinion that it's a klisha melachta liyisr, and there's another opinion that it's much worse than a klisha melachta liyisr, since it has no use now, since it's turned off, since it has no use without violating Shabbos, so it's a muktzah machmas gufo. It has no use. It's off, and you're not going to turn it on Shabbos. And therefore, and the other opinion holds, for whatever reason, it's no worse than a klisha melachta liyisr. That's one machlokes. Another machlokes is when it's on, when it's turned on. And there, the machlokes is the other way. There's one man diomer, we're talking about again, late achronim. Rav Moshe holds that it's a klisha melachta liyisr, for example. Rav Moshe and others hold that it's a klisha melachta liyisr as it's working and as it's plugged in. And as it's, let's say, a fan is blowing, so it's a klisha melachta liyisr, which is also mutar l'tzarech gufo makomo. You can move it around. A lamp is a different story. We saw last night a lamp might be more chomer, but any electrical appliance that's on. So some hold it's a klisha melachta liyisr, and some hold it's not even that. Now that it's plugged in and functioning, it's like a klisha melachta leheter. It's a fine. Like it's melacha is to blow air on you, and there's no isser involved in blowing air on you. The fact that it's plugged in and it's only working because it was plugged in and turned on is not relevant. Lamaisa, it's very hard to paskin. You have these very late achronim have the shitas. It's not conclusive like what the majority opinion is. So perhaps yesh lahachmir on both. I don't know. Yesh lahachmir or maybe yesh lahakel, b'mokam hatzorech on both. In other words, an electrical appliance that turns off should be treated, except in a case of need, an electrical appliance that's off should be treated as muktzah machmas gufo, and an electrical appliance that's on should be treated as a klisha melachta liyisr. B'mokom hatzorech, I think, is mokom to be makil by each, meaning the one that's turned off should be a klisha melachta liyisr. In other words, it's melachta liyisr. You have to plug it in and use it, so that's called melachta liyisr. But it's no better than that, according to anybody. And the one that's turned on could be considered a klisha melachta leheter, b'mokom hatzorech. Otherwise, maybe there's malkum to be machmir on both. Okay.